Fantasy Sports Network presents NBA Takeaways.
Welcome in. It's NBA Takeaways on NBA Sound System and courtesy of our friends over at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is the January 29th edition, the Tuesday edition of NBA Takeaways. I'm your host, Chris Welsh. Find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Love to have you over there talking about all the latest that's going on around the NBA, and it never disappoints. We might, but the NBA is not going to. It sure didn't on Monday, because we're going to be recapping some of the stuff that happened Monday and a little look at Tuesday. And our top takeaway, no doubt, is the essentially breaking news that Anthony Davis with the Pelicans has requested a trade, wants off the team. Let's go through the motions here because there is a whole bunch to unpack. Adrian Wojnarowski, Shams, we had all the reports everywhere. This is from the ESPN article going through a couple of the pieces that are on here. Anthony Davis has told the Pelicans that he will not sign a contract extension and he wants a trade. Davis is eligible for a five-year, $240 million Supermax extension this summer. He can become a free agent in the summer of 2020. So he's eligible this summer, but he's a free agent in 2020. Davis's agent, Rich Paul, did not place any pressure, though, on the Pelicans to move Anthony Davis prior to the deadline that's coming up on February 7th. That's right around the corner. Paul said Anthony wants to be traded to a team that allows him a chance to win consistently and can compete for a championship. He told this to ESPN. Anthony wanted to be honest and clear with his intentions, and that's the reason for informing them of his decision now. That's in the best interest of both Anthony and the organization's future. So, first this. As much as I can appreciate what they're doing, the problem you have here is that this is a public statement. Now, this isn't to say that this didn't happen already before. This isn't to say that they didn't say it and the Pelicans will say, they said tough. And to put pressure back on the Pelicans, they publicly release this. But what this does, obviously, is this diminishes some form of bargaining power that the Pelicans ultimately could have because the guy says he wants off. Now, Pelicans who can walk away from this and they were able to save some face because that, you know, because Paul said they're not going to press him. They're not going to press the Pelicans to get Anthony Davis off or anything like that. And he's still signed up. So, you know, the Pelicans still have plenty of bargaining power, but it puts them in a little bit of an awkward situation. We keep going. New Orleans then issued a statement Monday acknowledging the trade request because there were there's four parts to this. It opened with he wants a trade. Then we're kind of jumping here. It kind of went to New Orleans statement, unless I missed the Paul stuff where they backed off of they wanted a trade, but they backed off of we're not pressing them to do it right now. New Orleans issued the statement saying they acknowledge this, saying, quote, although we are disappointed in this decision, our organization's top priority is to bring an NBA championship to our city and build our team for long-term success. Relative to specific talks of a trade, we will do this on our timeline. This is where we're going to get interesting, by the way. One that makes sense for our team, and it will not be dictated by those outside of our organization. Here we go. We have also requested the league to strictly enforce the tampering rules associated with this transaction. That is a statement. I like it. I like that that's going on there because, I mean, we are all well and clear on what is going on behind the scenes. Players are texting. They're probably in Slacks or GroupMe rooms. Agents, you know, undisclosed dinners, stuff like that. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they definitely put this to light to be like, we have requested the NBA strictly enforce the tampering rules, which means Pelicans aren't playing around. Now, there's some obviously suitors that are involved in here. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement prohibits players or their agents from publicly requesting a trade, which is part of why NBA spokesman Mike Bass told ESPN on Monday night that we commenced an investigation this morning, reading the reports regarding Anthony Davis. That process is ongoing to just make sure that, you know, essentially what I said at the top, that this wasn't Paul, you know, trying to reestablish some leverage, because we, you know, we don't know. And they here where I'm going with this. If you saw a statement that said a week ago, they informed the Pelicans and the Pelicans told them to cram it, and this is coming out, there's going to be one clear leak here. You know what I mean? So they can't get that descriptive. So I'm just speculating here. This could have been a week ago, and the Pelicans could have told them to cram it, saying, hey, listen, that's nice. We're not doing anything. And then what Paul or associate, this is just speculation, anybody involved in the situation does, you get a little bit of a leak, putting it out that Anthony Davis has requested a trade, and then all parties are interviewed, and then sides become confirmed about it, and that's how they get it. And that's, and this is my speculation of why I think the Pelicans would then come back with a reinforcement to say, well, we want, you know, a strict enforcement of the tampering rules, because they probably believe something is happening in there, probably because of some conversation that went on. Again, it's just me speculating. You never know how it's going to go. Davis is likely facing a fine for Paul's statement on ESPN on Monday morning. That's also being reported, by the way, when he commented on it. Pelicans officials are already privately expressing that the organization doesn't feel pressure to do this. That's kind of currently what's going on. I'm just kind of going through this article, by the way. There's a couple weird trade things that are out there, like about how Boston and Anthony Davis going to Boston wouldn't quite work. There's the obvious opportunity, by the way, of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, one other thing to mention here in this process, kind of the third or fourth thing, was that Alvin Gentry had a conversation with Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis said, you know, he play out the season. He's not going to sit out. This isn't a situation where he's like, trade me, and he's going to sit on the bench. I mean, dare I say a Kawhi Leonard situation? It's not going to be something like that. He's professional. He'll play out. They talked about it. Pelicans, regardless of this leak, wherever it truly came from, the Pelicans still have the leverage in to ultimately do this. But the trade assets that they get back could be relative also to the team that he goes to. And that takes us to the Lakers, because the Lakers aggressively have been trying for this. This is an opportunity for them to be aggressive in these talks. By the way, Rich Paul also represents LeBron James. I'm sure there's no conflict whatsoever going on. Lots of teams are going to get involved in it. This is interesting. Golden State superstars, it says in here, Kevin Durant says that Davis' request has been discussed in the Warriors' locker room. It says it's definitely a topic of conversation. All NBA news is, I mean, it's not that serious. So it's like, why not talk about it? So AD wanting to play basketball somewhere else, it's not like the president shutting down the government, he said. It's just basketball. So, of course, we talk about it. We all as players, we want guys to do exactly what they want to do in this league. We have a short amount of time, so why not do what you want? That's where we lie with this situation, which is all over the board. I mean, Anthony Davis is a superstar in this league. Some might even argue that, you know, because of his of where he is, he's, you know, it's like this old, like, it's like the old Supersonics thing, you know, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, you know, kind of being on a little bit smaller of a market team, you end up kind of getting passed by on what a superstar it is. Maybe even some would say the same about Russell Westbrook, but Anthony Davis in that light, you go put Anthony Davis, you know, in an LA, which is the obvious one, you know, a New York, a Boston, maybe even a Miami, you know, and that type of a spotlight, it changes the whole spectrum. And there's a lot of other stuff where, you know, Anthony Davis has wanted to play with LeBron James for a long time. A lot of the moves that the Lakers made preseason, the speculation, what it was really about, what they were going to be doing here shortly in probably pursuit of Anthony Davis, a lot of expiring contracts. They still have some young trade assets. So that's where we're dealt with this situation where we are just a little over a week to the trade deadline. Talking on the Lakers and Pelicans, Shams came out and had something very interesting to say, saying sources, always sources, should the Lakers and Pelicans trade talks pick up? Point guard Lonzo Ball, who the three names that are being thrown around, there was another rumor as well, by the way, that had mentioned that this trade would need to be, was it Ingram? Now I'm forgetting. It was either Ingram or Kyle Kuzma with Lonzo Ball and Zubac and a first round pick. Like, that's what the trade would have to look like. Either way, whether it's Ingram or Kuzma, I want to say it was Kuzma. that Lonzo Ball would have to be involved in this trade. But Shams reports that if the trade goes down with Lonzo Ball, Lonzo Ball's camp prefers Ball be moved to a third team that doesn't have an established point guard. So now we'd have to start looking at point guard. I don't know. You know, you throw out, like I've thrown out before, that, you know, Aaron Gordon in Orlando, maybe he could use a new home. I'm not sure they would want to move him for Lonzo Ball, but they could use a point guard. You could see a lot of moving pieces going on, and you should expect to see a lot of moving pieces going on because this is a superstar in the NBA. Not a star. This is a superstar. Arguably one of the best players in the NBA at this moment. You want to talk about fantasy basketball, this guy's number one. And James Harden has been scoring 40 points with his eyes closed every night. I mean, James Harden is on something completely different. Anthony Davis is still the top dog in the NBA. That's the guy. So if this trade is going to go down, you're going to see the Lakers roster be completely sidestepped. I mean, they're going to lose 2 to 3 major pieces, which I kind of think the Lakers, probably covering themselves as well, would be looking for any buyout guys, you know, because they're going to need to fill out that roster, especially if they're going to trade some serious talent. But, you know, if you get Rondo back, if they keep Ingram, if they stick to that, you ultimately still, you know, you're going to have, I mean, Anthony Davis, LeBron with Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo, and does it even matter who else? The team would be an absolute force, and there's no denying it. But we've got to get past this big first hurdle. Day one, Monday, January 28th, Anthony Davis wants a trade. The NBA probably wouldn't let anything go down even the next couple of days as they look into their investigation. There's nothing looming. We should see this all pick up. The big question, and I'm curious at what people think about this, and you're free to tweet under this if you see the NBA sound system tweet, is do you think he's going to get traded? I don't even care, like, is he going to get traded in 3 days? Is he going to get traded, you know, right before the trade deadline? It's literally, will he get traded or will he not? Because the Pelicans, they've got all the movement. I personally think this is a trade that's going to go down probably to the wire on the NBA trade deadline day. Because first, you got to get the Pelicans to move. You got to get the Lakers willing to do all the pieces. And as we see, you very, very likely may have to involve other teams, which may or may not want to get involved in those sweepstakes. Lonzo Ball, as good as he's, you know, he's improved this season, I'm not sure how much of a coveted asset he is across the NBA, but we'll have to see. Big news around the NBA as Anthony Davis wants a trade. Maybe he's a Laker. If he does, it looks like he would be playing with LeBron because LeBron is nearing a return. They have not set a date, by the way, but there is talk or at least speculation that LeBron might be back on Thursday. So that's something to look for. It says a source familiar with James's rehab told ESPN that the Lakers are hoping James could return to game action against the Clippers on Thursday at the Staples Center, but it depends on what goes down in the next couple days. So that would be huge, obviously, for the Lakers to get LeBron James back. And it would be probably in, you know, it could in theory be one of a few of the big steps that the Lakers take over the next 10 days. If a trade does go down and they are able to acquire Anthony Davis, we'll have to see. There's a lot of steps that are going to be involved in this, but LeBron coming back, we'll see what goes down with Anthony Davis, and we're going to see the repercussions. Just think it full circle on the Pelicans here, where Drew Holiday, I forgot about this, Drew Holiday was quoted, and he was saying, main reason I wanted to be here was because of Anthony Davis. So what's the backlash? And that's something that the Pelicans are probably going to have to play in here. I mean, New Orleans is a fine place, but I'm not sure they're, you know, it's not a market that's, you know, people are beating down the doors to come play with unless you got a player like Anthony Davis. They're not going to have that. So are they going to be willing to take 3 or 4 pieces? You know, are they going to be able to take 3 or 4 solid pieces, or do they know, like, we got to get a superstar? You're not going to get it from the Lakers. You know, you're not going to get it from Boston, who has their own issues with even being able to consummate a trade. Where are you going to get it from? Because I don't know. One that jumps to my mind, but why would they do it? Be like the Lakers, you know, and if the Knicks were to trade a Porzingis and you just kind of rebuild through Porzingis in New Orleans, you could do something like that. And then the Knicks in the offseason go and pursue, a player like Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant. That would be an interesting play. I mean, Porzingis is about the asset that you can put out there. You have to give up more, probably a pick and maybe Tim Hardaway, something like that. That might be a way for both teams to, it would allow both teams to be able to recruit better than any spot they've been in the last couple years. Pelicans would still have a star that they would have some control over while he's getting his legs set for the following year. And Anthony Davis would be the exact type of piece they would want if they're going to, you know, bring in another asset. So again, just speculating, not a team that might be hyper aggressive as the Knicks, as they could just attempt to sign him. But Anthony Davis is probably going to play a role in this too. So it's the biggest news around the NBA. Tell me, is he going to get traded before or after the deadline, which after the deadline means into the offseason next year? When's it going to happen? So is he getting traded? If he's getting traded, where is he going? And let's speculate on the trades. You know, the ESPN trade calculator, I'm surprised that thing hasn't crashed, because I saw a ton. Everyone is playing that game. You're going to find a way to do it. So let me know what you got. Send me some screenshots of your NBA trade calculator. I'm all excited about it. NBA trade deadline. I've said this a million times over. The NBA trade deadline is the best trade deadline in sports. It's not close. It's not. Football? Who cares about the football trade deadline? Hockey, I wish I could get more into hockey. I'm just not that into hockey. Baseball is okay. It's got its moments. But usually, here's baseball's problem. You'll get the big trade or two happen like 4 days before. And then they also have this non-waiver trade deadline like after the trade deadline. So it doesn't even hold. The NBA, though, it goes down on NBA trade deadline day. Doesn't always necessarily live up to it. That doesn't mean it's not hands down the most exciting. So I get all excited and jacked up for the NBA trade deadline on February 7th. Because I know we're going to be talking a ton about it. And hopefully we see some cool stuff go around the NBA. Speaking of which, Monday night, we didn't have a full slate of games, but we had some good action going down. So let's go take a look at what went down on Monday. And let's start. I was going to start in a different area, but I want to start here. Let's go with the Golden State Warriors. How about that? Kevin Durant, he had some comments on Anthony Davis. They're talking about it in the locker room. They're probably talking about it in, I don't know, the third quarter, because this game got out of hand. 132-100. The Golden State Warriors beat the Indiana Pacers. Here is the fun stuff here. Steph Curry, 26.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 10 for 17 from the field, 6 for 8 from 3. That's awesome. It's not the fun stuff yet. Klay Thompson, now 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 7 for 16 from the field. We like it. Kevin Durant, right? Not a Kevin Durant-like game. 7 for 21, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. Oh. Boogie. Yeah, it was Boogie. Boogie up to 25 minutes. Look at this Boogie night. Boogie nights, there you go. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 7 for 12 from the field, 7 for 9 free throw, even hit a 3 in the game. Back to old Boogie. 22 points. That's what we'd like to see. Second highest score. He got shook up a little bit, was able to kick the rust off. This dude is defying odds. I mean, can you believe, by the way, that we had a time in the NBA last year where Cousins and Anthony Davis were side by side? I mean, it's sick. It's absolutely sick. And Cousins is back doing his old stuff. I mean, obviously what is he? 85, 90% of DeMarcus Cousins. That's better than a lot of the NBAs we're seeing. But I think I'm thoroughly impressed with how he's defying odds. You know, Bogman and I have long, over the last, months even, had ongoing conversations about what DeMarcus Cousins was going to be when he came back. And I was much more on the optimistic side of how long they stretched this out. Boggs, he didn't really think he was going to ever pass 21 to 22 minutes, maybe until the playoffs. I held hope that they were going to really try to get like just a full run of DeMarcus Cousins in the second half and then get him in the playoffs because, not that DeMarcus Cousins has played a whole bunch of playoffs, so this works perfectly. Play the second half of the season and the playoffs, that's like a full season for Cousins. And they're pushing him. He's already up to 25 minutes. I mean, I think they're pushing him a little bit harder than I even thought, but we might be closing in on 30 minutes here in the next month. You never know, but he's getting back to it. 22.6 rebounds, 4 assists, no blocks though, only 2 turnovers, which was always a problem for him with the turnovers, but with how they distribute the ball in Golden State, it's just in his hands less to have to make those plays because Durant and Curry make plays for him. off the bench. Loney came in, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in 18 minutes. He was 6 for 7 from the field. Iguodala, Cook, they both were in the 20 minutes, didn't do much offensively. Golden State didn't really need it. Jordan Bell, he got the start, also 19 minutes, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. No Draymond Green in this game. That's another thing. We're talking about Durant, Cousins, Curry, Thompson, and you just forget, oh yeah, they have Draymond Green as well, and they could just let him sit and rest. On the Pacers end, the Victor Oladipo-less Pacers, this is a new era for them. Miles Turner had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 7 for 12 from the field. Bogdanovich had 15. Thad Young, he's got to be a big step-up guy, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 for 10 from the field. Collison had 13 with 8 assists. Sumner got the start, only 2 points. He was 1 for 10 from the field. And no Tyreek Evans in this game, so we should see Tyreek soon. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to have to step up pretty big for this team. Domantas Sabonis played 20 minutes off the bench, 6 points, 5 rebounds. And Holiday, 22 points. There's another one they're going to be watching for, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. An obvious kind of like give him a good portion of the run here with Oladipo out. And hopefully he can kind of, you know, take the bull by the horns. The Knicks and the Hornets, they battled it out. Hornets came out on top, 101-92. Looking at the starting lineup here, Kevin Knox, 19 points, a team high. 19 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal, 7 for 16 from the field, hit 3 threes in the game. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 7 for 12 in 31 minutes. Noah Vonleh, only 5 points, but 12 rebounds. He continues to do that. Trey Burke was in there, 9 points. Lance Thomas, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Off the bench, Mitchell Robinson, 13 minutes, scored 10 points, 2 rebounds. Mario Hezonja, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, 4 for 11 from the field. The Hornets offensively were kind of all across the board here. You know, Kemba Walker, their leader, only 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, because he was 5 for 16 from the field. Jeremy Lamb, 15 points with 9 rebounds. Those were your only double-digit scores in the starting lineup. Biombo, 6 points, 1 rebound in 13 minutes. Nicholas Batum, he was a 6-6-2 with 4 blocks. Marvin Williams had 7.7 rebounds. But off the bench, though, tons of production. Malik Monk, 14 points in 22 minutes. Tony Parker, 19 minutes, 15 points with 4 assists. You had Willie Hernangómez put up a double-double off the bench. 11 points, 11 rebounds. And Bridges, 11 points, 8 rebounds. Really, really solid bench effort from the Charlotte Hornets, and they were able to take the lead over the Knicks. Nets and Celtics. Celtics take the win, 112-104. They were led by Marcus Smart's 21 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. That dude is all over the board. He cracks me up. Played 33 minutes in it. Terry Rozier, we had no Kyrie Irving in this game. Terry Rozier, 35 minutes, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Al Horford, 14 and 11 with 5 assists and 6 blocks. Let's go, Al Horford. 29 minutes. Jason Tatum, only 6.6 rebounds. Marcus Morris, 15 and 8. But off the bench, Jaylen Brown in 32 minutes scored 21 points with 6 rebounds. And Aaron Bain, 16.6 rebounds. We had Gordon Hayward only play 21 minutes. The inefficiency, man, 1 for 6 from the field, 0 for 4 for 2 points. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Doing a little bit. It's like old school Danny Green numbers he's putting up. You know, no offensive numbers. Defensively, you know, a rebound here, steal here, block here. I mean, at least you're doing something off the bench. But no Kyrie Irving. Didn't matter. Celtics were able to take the win. On the Nets end, D'Angelo Russell. By the way, Spencer Dinwiddie had successful surgery. Anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, it looks like. D'Angelo Russell, 25 points, 4 assists, 3 steals in the start. We had Rondae Hollis-Jefferson score 14 and 9, single digits across the board. Jared Allen had 10 rebounds, but only 6 points. Joe Harris, 2 for 8 from the field as a starter. Off the bench, Shabazz Napier, 26 minutes, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 6 for 16 from the field, hit 4 threes in the game. Very, very solid. I mean, he just picked right up where Spencer Dinwiddie left off. Unbelievable. Ed Davis had 8 points with 11 rebounds and a couple assists. Damari Carroll, 12 points, 5 rebounds off the bench. Solid bench effort. Not much offensively outside of D'Angelo Russell, though, and Shabazz Napier. And it wasn't enough as the Nets dropped it to the Boston Celtics. Nuggets and Grizzlies, speaking of trade rumors, lots and lots of Marc Gasol trade rumors floating out there. Denver Nuggets, they took the win 95-92 over the Grizz. We had Nikola Jokic, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. He was 10 for 20 from the field, 1 for 8 from 3-point line, though. Gary Harris, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Will Barton put up 20 with 5 rebounds. Single digits for Millsap, and off the bench, Beasley, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. On the Grizzlies' end, Marc Gasol and Conley, they did it all. Marc Gasol, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 turnovers, though. 11 for 19 from the field in 38 minutes. Mike Conley played 37 minutes, scoring 23 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists, hit 3 of 9 threes. I mean, they played those dudes 38 and 37 minutes. They played them practically their age, and they were just working them out the entire time. Not much off the bench, though, either, from the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm not saying that the Grizzlies at all would be, like, affiliated in any of the Anthony Davis trade talk, but what could be interesting, though, is we're all assuming, you know, this trade is going to go down with Anthony Davis. Marc Gasol could end up being the big name that's moved in a trade because it's looking all but certain. I mean, maybe Conley as well, but it's looking almost all but certain that Marc Gasol is going to be a trade deadline guy, and he might end up being the big name that's actually moved because of how difficult Anthony Davis is going to be. A quick little look here because we're about to get out of here on what is in store for Tuesday night because we got some good games here. Starting up at, what do we got? 7 Eastern. We've got Wizards at the Cavs. Bradley Beal has been rocking. Jordan Clarkson off the bench for the Cavs. There's some trade stuff out there for Cleveland as well. We got Bucks and Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo on that thing. 26.5 points, almost 13 rebounds, and almost 6 assists he's been averaging up against the Detroit Pistons and Blake Griffin. Milwaukee favored by 6.5 in that game. Thunder at Magic. Russell Westbrook still heavily in averaging his triple-double on the season against Nikola Vucevic. There's another one that the Magic could consider trading if they decide to consolidate on this roster at all. Bulls and Nets, Zach LaVine, D'Angelo Russell, where are they going to go with that? Carmelo Anthony, he's a Bull, but he was getting standing ovations at MSG the other day. Pelicans at the Rockets, that's, you know, a continuous interesting one. How the Pelicans are going to respond post-trade rumors will be very interesting. You know, the Rockets are scoring lots of points because of James Harden, but they're not a whole team. I'm actually very fascinated. That one's on TNT, too, to watch that game. The Phoenix Suns, a team that I am affiliated, at least by location here, are going up against the San Antonio Spurs. Devin Booker, don't think we're going to see DeAndre Ayton. Rashawn Holmes will start in his place if he's not out there. And then the 76ers and the Los Angeles Lakers. No LeBron James, but we might get him in a little bit later. And I believe Jimmy Butler should be back for the Tuesday game. So that'll be another solid for the 76ers as those late games commence around the NBA. All right, that's all that I got for you. Reviewed a little bit of what went down on Monday, all the trade talks with Anthony Davis, and of course, taking a little preview here Tuesday. Bogman's going to be back with you tomorrow, and then I'll get you back as we are going to be heading into February, the final day in January, and we will see if LeBron gets back, what new news comes down about Anthony Davis, and lots more trade rumors as February 7th is right around the corner. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, Chris Welsh here on NBA Takeaways, part of NBA Sound System and courtesy of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You guys have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.
For more NBA content, be sure to check out the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube stream.